It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to The Open Heaven Hour, and it's another episode. It's another day to be thankful. It's another day to be joyful because the Lord has made this day possible. We will rejoice and be glad in Him. So I want you to just speak a song from the bottom of your heart and just let Him know how grateful you are for a brand new day. While you're doing that, don't forget to thank Him for your family. Let's thank Him for our families. Let's thank Him for the gift of life, for health, for strength, and for provision. The Lord has been good and faithful in all His doings with us. Even in our unfaithfulness, the Lord has been faithful. So that is why we want to ascribe all glory, honor, and adoration to Him. Once again, you're welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. This segment of our show is sponsored by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's sponsored by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, you are welcome. Today is the 25th day in the month of September 2024, and we'll be looking at a brand new topic. But before we go into the brand new topic, I'd like to specially welcome some special guests in our midst. If you're just joining us for the very first time, I want to specially welcome you, and I want to assure you that you're in the right place, because here on the Open Heaven Hour, the Lord gets to talk to us every single day. So if you are here and you have loads and loads of questions that are yet to be answered, right here on this show, the Lord has something to tell you. So you're very, very welcome. If you're a frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody to tell somebody to tell every single person that it is time for the Open Heaven Hour. So I want you to spread the word. Let the whole world know that it is time for the Open Heaven Hour. Send the link, share the word, call friends and family. Let us take our devotion together. So if you're ready now, I want you to get your pads, get your pens, and get your Bibles. Let's go into the word for today. Today we'll be looking at a topic that says, God's blank check. God's blank check. Our hymn today is Sweet Hour of Prayer from Hymn 22. Sweet Hour of Prayer. A Bible in 1 year is taken from Zephaniah chapter 1 to chapter 3. Zephaniah chapter 1 to chapter 3. A Bible reading for today is taken from Daniel chapter 9 from verse 3 to 19. But before we go into our Bible reading, let's take our memory verse together. Our memory verse is taken from the book of Colossians chapter 4 verse 2, which says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Once again, our memory verse today is taken from Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Now let's go into the Bible reading for today. Daniel chapter 9 from verse 3 to 19. Daniel chapter 9 from verse 3 to 19. Let's quickly take it together. Then I set my face towards the Lord God to make my requests, my prayer and supplications with fasting, sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed to the Lord my God and made my confession and said, O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps his covenants and mercy with those who love him and with those who keep his commandments. We have sinned and committed iniquity. We have done wickedly and rebelled, even by departing from your precepts and your good judgments. Neither have we heeded your servant, the prophet who spoke in your name to our kings and princes, to our fathers and all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongs to you, but to us shame of face, as it is this day, to the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all Israel, those near and those far off in all the countries to which you have driven them. Because of the unfaithfulness which they have committed against you, O Lord, to us belongs shame of face, to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belongs mercy and forgiveness. Though we have rebelled against him, we have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which is set before us by his servants, the prophets. Yes, all Israel has transgressed your law and has departed, so as not to obey your voice. Therefore, the curse and the oath written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, and have been poured out on us because we have sinned against him, and he has confirmed his words, which he spoke against us and against our judges who judged us, by bringing upon us a great disaster. For under the old heaven, such has never been done as what has been done to Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this disaster has come upon us. Yet we have not made our prayers before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand your truth. Therefore the Lord has kept the disaster in mind and brought it upon us, for the Lord our God is righteous in all the works which he does, though we have not obeyed his voice. And now, O Lord our God, who brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand and made yourself a name, as it is this day, we have sinned and we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all your righteousness, I pray, let your anger and your fury be turned away from your city, Jerusalem, your holy mountain, because of our sins and for the iniquities of our father, Jerusalem, and your people are a reproach to all those around us. Now, therefore, our God, hear the prayer of your servant and his supplications, and for the Lord's sake, cause your face to shine on your sanctuary, which is desolate. O my God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see your desolations and the city which is called by your name. For we do not present our supplications before you because our righteous deed, but because of your great mercies. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and act. Do not delay for your own sake, my God, for your city and your people are called by your name. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Once again, we'll be looking at a topic that says, God's blank check. The manual today says, prayer is one of the greatest weapons that God gave to man. The ability to call on him anytime we want and have him answer us. It is a signed blank check to his children. The question now is, how come some Christians don't use this blank check? The answer is in Psalm 10, verse 4. Psalm chapter 10, verse 4. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. Christians that do not pray are proud. It means that they do not have God in all their thoughts because they think they are smart enough to solve all their problems. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24, it says that no matter how wise you are, the things of God that may appear foolish, the things of God that may appear foolish far exceeds human wisdom. And the things that seem weak far exceed human strength. It is foolishness not to pray. One day when I was a child, I was playing football in front of our house. At a point, I kicked the ball to the top of the roof and it got stuck there. I was little, so I couldn't see the ball. I tried using a stick to get the ball down from the roof, but I was unable to. My dad was sitting close by, but I didn't call him for help. At last, when I was tired, I asked for his help and he said, "You saw me here all this while, but you didn't think to ask for my help." He stood up and with one sweep of his hand, brought the ball down. I thought I could bring the ball down myself, and I kept stressing myself to do so even though I could have just asked my dad for help and gotten the ball easily. Many people stress themselves unnecessarily, running from pillar to post in search of solutions to problems that could easily be solved on their knees in prayers to God. God gave you a blank check in the book of Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, which says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." I've been using my blank check at every opportunity, and God has been answering and showing me great and mighty things that I did not know. Will you also begin to use your blank check? Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, prayerlessness is foolishness. Prayerlessness is foolishness. Thank you for joining us today. But before you go, has this Open Heaven been a blessing to you? Have you been blessed by the message of today? I want it to also be a channel of blessing to somebody out there by sharing. How can you share? By simply visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll be able to see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to share. The link will pop up above. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also listen to us live 7 a.m. GMT. 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Our mobile app is also available for download. You can download to listen to our Open Heaven Hour, as well as other amazing shows throughout the day. It promises to be exciting and inspiring. Thanks for joining us today. But before you go, we have an important announcement immediately after this show. Please stay tuned. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. God bless you. This far. And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that you are the Son of God. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I give you my past for a brand new future in you. Thank you because I know you have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.